We are back with another short but sweet Daily Digest episode today with a few things to cover, but the biggest bit of news and the most mind-blowing bit of news, in my opinion, is that AI has once again separated itself from humans in emotional intelligence. In addition to that, we will be touching on a couple other AI topics in the news. One is that the UAE has made ChatGPT Plus free for all of its citizens, which is about a value of $2.4 billion annually. Lastly, we will talk about the latest entry into the AI voice race because Claude from Anthropic can now speak. Now, the reason I wanted to talk about all of these topics today, because of course each of them I think are pretty fascinating in their own right, but when you look at them all together, that's when you start to see the AI future that we are barreling towards. A future where we have AIs that understand our feelings, that speak naturally, and that everyone can use, which makes for a fascinating future in my opinion.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back with another short but sweet Daily Digest episode today with a few things to cover, some of which are news from the previous week or two that we are getting caught up on now. But the biggest bit of news and the most mind-blowing bit of news, in my opinion, is that AI has once again separated itself from humans in emotional intelligence, which begs the question if AI is now more empathetic than humans. Because AI just outperformed humans by about 16% in emotional intelligence tests, scoring 82% versus the human average of 56% on these tests. In addition to that, we will be touching on a couple other AI topics in the news, one that has a great deal to do with AI adoption and potentially the shaping of the AI accessibility future, and that is that the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, has made ChatGPT Plus free for all of its citizens, which is about a value of $2.4 billion annually. Talk about your golden contracts to get as a business when you think about ChatGPT or OpenAI nailing an entire country worth of memberships. Lastly, we will talk about the latest entry into the AI voice race and the surprising fact that it has taken them this long because Claude from Anthropic can now speak. Okay, let's get into these topics and what they mean for the evolution of AI as a whole. First, the shocking results on emotional intelligence from AI. And this is from a study that took place at a university in Geneva and Bern, where they tested six major AI models, including Gemini, ChatGPT, and Claude on emotional intelligence, standard emotional intelligence tests that are administered typically to humans. And again, we saw a gap of about 16% in performance with that 82% lead that AI holds over the 56% that human scores typically achieve. These tests included real-world scenarios like workplace conflicts, relationship issues, all the things that you would typically like to see an emotionally intelligent person or AI being able to handle well. And again, it starts to make you wonder whether or not AI can not only replicate the emotionally intelligent answers, but is really understanding what it is to be emotionally intelligent, what emotionally intelligent behavior actually looks like. And then on top of that, to get into a little bit more of a meta space, and not meta as in the parent company of Facebook, but the typical definition of meta, because with these models that can score higher on emotional intelligence tests, we now can possibly create better new emotional intelligence tests. And for us as marketers, this means, again, just more contextually aware, more human-sounding AI, which is always a good thing. But when you expand this concept into other potential AI use cases like therapy or coaching or conflict resolution, or to bring it back into marketing, customer service, if you have a product or service in which you handle a lot of support queries and maybe particularly queries that involve frustrated customers, having an emotionally intelligent AI support agent certainly would benefit you greatly. Now, we mentioned that this is kind of starting to allude to the idea that perhaps AI is starting to understand more what it means to be emotionally intelligent, but caution is still advisable in assuming too much of the AI models. This could be just a result of a huge amount of analytical research and contextual awareness and the presumption that these models are doing to pick the best answer. But regardless, it makes me wonder, and I find it well worth attention still, that even if that is the case, an AI model should, and in this case, theoretically, would be able to more often give a more emotionally empathetic or intelligent response than a human. So to me, does it really matter if the AI is understanding exactly why that's more emotionally intelligent or just that it is? That starts a whole debate around AI consciousness and the like. Next, we have a completely unprecedented and huge move by the United Arab Emirates driving AI adoption in that country, but also driving the conversation around the democratization of AI technology and what it means to truly have open access to the most powerful AI capabilities, but also the most powerful technological capabilities. This unprecedented move, again, was the decision by the UAE to grant access to all 10 million of its residents to ChatGPT Plus, with the government absorbing all of the costs. Now, the UAE has been very active in the AI space in addition to this, as far as investing and building and creating infrastructure, participating in the Stargate project with the goal of developing a 1 gigawatt supercomputing center in Abu Dhabi with coalitions and partnerships with, of course, OpenAI. But through that Stargate project, also Oracle and NVIDIA and Microsoft and SoftBank, investing up to $20 billion total. So what could this mean for AI access, for AI democratization? Well, it could mean a great deal. Are other nations possibly going to follow suit with this view that AI isn't simply a commodity, but almost a digital right, very much like how access to the internet has become such a differentiator when it comes to opportunity and well-being in the world today? And then it also begs the question, what happens when you have an entire population that is trained on AI, that is AI native, that is AI-centered and AI-literate? What are those results going to look like when you have this new approach to AI, treating it more like a public utility than anything else? And I just find it fascinating. I think it is an encouraging idea. Let me know in the comments if you think this is an approach that we should all be taking to AI, or if you think it's kind of just idealist nonsense. Okay, and then last but not least, for our quick little Daily Digest episode today, we have news coming from a couple of weeks ago, I believe, that Claude has introduced a voice mode to their mobile application, which is a key point to note that is only in the mobile application right now that this is going to be available. I'm hoping to see it in the web app soon. If you hop into the app, though, and click on the little voice icon in the lower right-hand corner, it's going to walk you through a little introduction to the voice mode. It's going to let you know about the different voice options. Looks like there are 5 currently available. They are buttery, airy, mellow, glassy, or rounded. And that kind of just has to do with the tones or the sounds, and each one is a different voice. And the goal is to make it completely seamless with actually the ability to switch back and forth between regular chat and voice chat. And it even incorporates the use of some visual aids, some visuals that accompany the, or highlight what Claude is saying when it speaks, which I think is really interesting. On top of that, it integrates completely with the existing connections or integrations that are available in Claude, Google Calendars, email, documents, all hands-free and all via voice. It can also analyze PDFs and images and spreadsheets, basically the same capabilities that have been possible, but now with the ease of simply speaking to the model. Now, compare this to existing voice models out there, like on ChatGPT, for instance, and the quality of the voices are pretty comparable, but Claude comes out ahead when it comes to those integrations with other apps in their voice mode. However, ChatGPT comes out well ahead when it comes to the multilingual nature of their voice mode. So Claude is only available currently in English. So the race is still very much on for the best voice assistant. Now, the reason I wanted to talk about all of these topics today, because of course, each of them I think are pretty fascinating in their own right. But when you look at them all together, that's when you start to see the AI future that we are barreling towards. A future where we have AIs that understand our feelings, that speak naturally, and that everyone can use, which makes for a fascinating future, in my opinion. It signals, again, that shift away from these chatbots, a search tool, just an answer engine, as it were, to a true personal assistant or an actual action engine, to use a term from today's Marketing Against the Grain episode, which, totally random aside, you should absolutely check out. They talk about visibility within LLMs and how you can control that or at least monitor it. Anyway, I think we can absolutely likely expect voice to continue to explode across the AI space, across the general interaction with technology space. And I would like to hope that the same can be said for democratization across the space as well. Of course, these tools all have their free tiers, but they come with some pretty significant limitations compared to the paid versions. Every day, it seems like we kind of hit a new inflection point or cross a new Rubicon. And in the last couple of weeks, those have been a more empathetic, more emotionally intelligent AI environment, a more openly accessible, more democratized AI environment, and a more natural and seamless AI environment. And as I always like to keep in mind, and as you should too, this is as bad as it's going to be today. I mean, yes, that baseline moves every single day. The bar is being raised, but it is only going to get better each. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each time we drop an episode. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.